Matthew, I think I speak on behalf of all of us. Welcome back, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Some, of course, players around the league had the decision. Well, you all had a decision to make about whether you wanted to take part in this. What kind of things did you weigh, and how did you come to your decision?
I see this as an opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. So obviously, it's not best situation with my family. I've been away from my wife, my kids, but same time, I couldn't risk deciding to stay at home and what if the Jets go on and win the Stanley Cup and I miss out on that. So that was the thinking I had. So this is why I'm here. I don't want to miss out on winning the Cup.
How hard is that part about being away from your wife and kids?
Not easy. Maybe a little bit more for them. Not having daddy around for me since I've got here, you know, I keep busy. I'm at the rink, you know, I'm working out and stuff. So I get to keep my mind off of it, but it's harder for them for sure.
Compare sort of the physical and mental challenges of kind of sticking with this idea right here the last few months and playing in the summer now.
Say that again?
The physical and mental challenge, I guess, which was harder of staying ready?
Wasn't too bad. I mean, like the first few, I took maybe a month off, and then after that, we were stuck at home, so I just started working out and keeping in shape. So I was able to maintain a good condition, like physical conditioning. So I actually feel really good right now, as good as I can probably feel.
Thanks,
Matthew. How are you viewing your team's chances as you come back to work here?
I think every team has a chance. It's going to come down to, you know, if you get the bounces, obviously goaltending, and we're healthy right now. So we like our chances. We're strong on every asset of the game. So we see this challenge as a good chance for us to win a Stanley Cup. So this is how I see it.
And what are some of the things your group has learned from the last two playoffs? Obviously, one long run and one early exit.
Not sure. I think it's just one game at the time. It's a new situation. It's nothing like before. So you know, we're gonna start game one. It's playoff. So it's nothing that anybody's been through before. So I don't think experience can really relate in that case. So I think it's just going to come down to whoever wants it more and do the right things to win.
Last one, what are the keys to shaking off the rust after being off the ice for so long?
Hasn't been too bad. To this game was fairly easy. It's more just moving your feet, your hands. You know, we don't want to kill guys right away because you got to get back in that skating shape. You don't want guys to get hurt or anything. So today was a good skate. The hands feels good. Feet feels good. So all in all, pretty good.
Thank you.
No problem.
Matthew, when's the last time you had a 7:45 a.m. practice?
When I was in Pee Wee, probably. I don't know. It's been a while. Although with the kids now, I'm always up this early, so it wasn't too bad to get up this morning. Just had a coffee, and once you get on the ice, you're good to go. Also, we get this nose swipe every morning, so that'll get you going pretty quick. It's not very comfortable to do, so it usually gets your brain going.
Modern version of smelling salts, I guess.
Yeah.
On that point, Matthew, like you've been part of a lot of training camps in your career. How different does this all feel? And does any of it feel normal?
Very different. I mean, it's not really like, yeah, I guess like training camp, like no one's getting cut. So it's not like you're coming in trying to make the team. Like everybody's here, everybody's going to Edmonton. So it's more so of just, almost like when you come back from an all-star break or something like that, where, you know, guys have been, I haven't been skating in 7-10 days, and you're just trying to get your hands and your legs back underneath you and get ready to play hockey. This is more so how it feels like.
And just last one for me, but it's often been said the Stanley Cup is the most difficult championship in pro sports to win. Is it going to be even tougher this year, Matthew? You guys would have to go through five rounds, not four. Will this Stanley Cup maybe have some extra meaning to it as opposed to being tainted or requiring an asterisk?
I don't think so, because we haven't been playing in 4 months. Normally you get in the playoffs, you got 82 games under your belt. So you got probably half of your team with maybe a lingering injury or something, like tired and stuff like that. Now I feel like everybody's going to be coming in healthy, feeling good. So no, I don't think so. I think it's just going to be just like every other Stanley Cup you can win. Obviously you won't have any fans, but at the end of the day, when you win the cup, it's the 20 guys that are on the ice and the coaches and the GM, the organization that does it. So, I mean, it's I think it's going to feel the same.
Hi, Matthew. Kelly Moore from CJOB. Is there anything at all that you have in your past that you could put towards the experience you're going through, or have you had a chance to talk to anybody who had some thoughts that kind of resonated with you in terms of how you're preparing mentally and physically for this?
Not really. I mean, obviously the whole process isn't ideal. Like I talked about, like the nose swab that we do every other day is painful, and you know, I wish we didn't have to do all that stuff, but it is what it is. And like I said earlier, if you want to win the Stanley Cup this year, this is how it's going to be. So, you know, you just come to the rink and do it, and do it for that reason.
In the lead up to this, were you paying attention to what was going on with any of the other sports, or, you know, even before North America, with what was going over, you know, in Europe professionally with soccer and that type of thing, in terms of getting yourself, you know, 100% prepared for what it'll take to get this thing done?
Me personally, not really. You know, I was back home with my wife and my kids, more so taking care of my family. And I was just, you know, listening to what was going on with the NHL, waiting for reports on what was going to happen. But other than that, I was not really paying attention to any other leagues or anything else around the world about it. No.
Was back home in Quebec, Matthew?
Yes, Drummondville. That's where right, yeah, my yeah. wife are from. So this is where we were.
Right. And just one final question then. You went through probably one of the harder hit areas in Canada when it came to COVID-19. What was that like? And was there anybody close to you that was affected by this?
Nobody close, no. In Drummondville, which was about an hour and a half outside Montreal, we barely had any cases. The last month and a half or so, none really. So it wasn't too bad. It was more in Montreal area, which I didn't go once during this entire time. So it didn't really affect me or my family at all.
Hi, Matthew. Murat from The Athletic. I'm just wondering, like, we can hear the whoops and the hollers kind of through the glass all the way up here in the restaurant. I'm wondering if you can put into words just how good it feels to be around the guys and celebrate things on the ice.
Yeah, it was a good feeling just to, you know, have a real practice with coaches on the ice. Like, the last few days we skated, but just the guys now today, they actually have a coach running the practice, you know, the whistle and, you know, guy get score a goal, guys are cheering around. So it was actually a fun day today to get back on the ice and actually get back to work.
In terms of the steps from just skating in a small group all the way to that day one of playoff intensity, how do you feel things are at this stage, day one of full training camp?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to amp up as training camp goes on. I think first week it's going to be getting your hands, your legs back, and then moving on, we're probably going to do a little bit more battles and five-on-five situation where guys can get their cardio up to what it feels like to actually battle in the corners, one-on-one battles. Like, this is the harder part to get back into the game. So I think the next few weeks we'll get to that point, and I feel like by the time we start playing games, guys should be ready to go.
Last one for me. You say the battles and the cardio probably is going to be the last to come. what's first and easiest and most fun in terms of getting back in the swing of things?
Well, obviously, like right now, what we're doing is it's fun. Like, there's no contact, there's no battles yet, so it's just skating up and down the ice, shooting pucks. So this is always fun. Obviously, once we get into the one-on-one battles, it demands a lot more energy and strength. So it's usually not as fun, but it's a part of the game that you have to go through or part of practice you have to go through to get ready for games. So we'll look, you know, I think within a week we'll probably get into that a little bit more. And it's just something you got to go through, and we'll be ready for it.
Matthew, one more quick one for me. You touched on goaltending. What does it mean to have potentially the best goalie in the NHL, or the goalie who had the best season as you get ready for a different type of playoffs?
Yeah, it's a good feeling to know. You know, we feel that we have the best goalie in the league. So when he's on top of his game, he can win games on his own. So I mean, this is what playoff hockey is all about. You know, if you want to go and win the Stanley Cup, you know, most of the time is the team that the goalie's one of the hottest. So we feel like we have that here. So that's why we think we have a legit chance at winning this cup.
Thank you.
No problem.